The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. Oh, I want to talk. Good morning, everybody. This is such a beautiful Saturday morning, and I am so happy to be here with you today.
Angela's calling in on the phone today because she is still mending her broken bones. How are those mending for you?
They're mending.
They're mending.
Better every day.
Okay. We are live today because of all of the things that are going on. We wanted to give you the latest and greatest information about real estate. Right, Angela?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Very important that we come and talk about what's happening in the real estate world, giving everything that's happening in the global world.
You know, there are so many things that have changed from day to day and week to week that is really important that you hear the really important things live. A lot of the weekend shows are pre-recorded. The Van Wees are going to be on live. Joe Pippen before us was live. We felt it was very important that we not have a either a pre-recorded show or a an old show rebroadcast. So we are here live giving you important information. We especially want to answer your questions. So if you're going to call in, we want you to call in. What's the number, Angela?
222-8255.
And that's
area code 904.
Good.
222-8255.
It has been a crazy week around the country. And I want to say importantly that just because things are happening in California and New York, that is very different than what is happening here. There's also something very unique in Pennsylvania that is very different than here. We're going to get into those. But what we tell you today is something that is very, very fluid. So what I mean by that is just because we're giving you information about what's going on right now, it could change during the week. So tune in with us next week. Right,
yeah.
Because things are fluid. If you have a realtor, talk to your realtor. They will give you information about what's going on with your house. If you are a buyer, they will tell you about what's going on. But we can report to you about what we think is going on with respect to the economy as it affects the market here. Because that's what's important. It really doesn't matter what's going on in California. And by the way, California is basically shut down. Everyone is asked to stay home. In New York, everyone is asked to shut down. So basically, real estate in California and New York is shut down. And what I mentioned about Pennsylvania is they are asking real estate sales to be shut down. That's Pennsylvania. Now,
right.
Here, it is pretty much business as usual. Now, I say pretty much. We're going to get into detail during the show about how the changes as respects the pandemic is specifically going to affect A, buyers, B, sellers, and C, closings. There are specific things that will change. Also, how it's going to affect open houses and how you folks may want to use open houses to find homes. And if you are a seller, whether you should have an open house or not. And the answer is, it depends. So we're going to get into all of those things and also answer your individual questions because it has been a crazy week. But it's not all bad. By the way, spring is here, right?
Yay!
Spring is here.
I love it. I don't like the pollen, but I love springtime weather.
It is.
Although, doesn't it feel more like summer than spring?
I tell you, there have been a few days where it got, didn't it get up to 90 one day this week?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's going to be 89 today.
Oh, my. Yeah, if it gets to 90, it will tie a record. You know, we usually start off the show also by telling you about what's special about Saturday, this Saturday, today, on this date. So there's some crazy days that it is today. It's National Corn Dog Day. How about that? You like corn dogs?
No.
And there's one that I forgot. Oh, wait.
What?
No, I remember. It's National Memory Day.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you like that pun? Okay.
Yes.
And it's National Crunchy Taco Day. So if you go to Taco Bell, maybe they have a deal. I don't know. But you got to order the crunchy one.
That's if they're open, Howard.
That's if they're open. But they probably will. They probably will not be open to eat in the restaurant. It's also National Flower Day, National Fragrance Day, National French Bread Day, and
I like all of those.
National Healthy Fats Day. And what that means is
that
to eat food that have healthy fats. So if you like guacamole,
I do,
then it's time to eat some guacamole. And it's also a shout out for Single Parents Day.
Oh, I like that.
And
a lot of single parents.
Right. One of the things that my brother is very involved in, he likes to help in Special Olympics. So it's World Down Syndrome Day. So a lot of the people in Special Olympics have Down Syndrome.
Yeah.
And it's also World Poetry Day and World Puppetry Day. How about that?
Okay, that's interesting.
Right. There are a few others, but we won't get into all of them because there are just way too many things happening today, and we need to get into real estate. So,
Howard, it is nice to have a little lighthearted, you know, communication as well. So, we get a lot of feedback from people who say that they like when you do all this, whatever it is of the day thing. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there is one more that I think we ought to really think about. This is a time that really is becoming stressful for so many people, particularly those that are going to be staying home more with their family, so many people that are losing their job. So there is one other thing that is kind of special about today. It's National Common Courtesy Day. So be courteous. Yeah, so be courteous to the people that you do come in contact with, especially those in your own family. And, you know, we're going to be spending more time with our own families because we're going to be home more. And maybe it's time to do some things as a family rather than just, you know, go into your own rooms and stay glued to either your TV or your video games. Maybe it's time to break out some family games that you haven't played in a long time. Maybe it's time to, hey, it's real estate. Bring out the Monopoly game. How about that one?
I love that. That is my favorite.
Yeah.
Bring
out the dominoes. Bring out the Parcheesi. Bring out some of those old board games that you haven't played in a while. Or show some family-type movies that you haven't seen in a while. Maybe some of those old Disney flicks. And just enjoy that with the family. Make some popcorn. Enjoy some family time. And
maybe you can even put together a puzzle. We used to do that in my family.
That's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
So do that. When we come back after the break, what we're going to do is we're going to start with, you know, what's happened this past week? And have people stopped buying? Have people stopped selling? We're going to talk about that and then get into some detail about what changes there are for buyers, for sellers. We're going to answer your questions at 222-8255. Call us with your questions. Angela and I are here to answer them, relieve some of your fears, particularly if you have one in process. Stay with us.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969. Every pest control company is not the same. Some simply work harder. If you've been told by another pest control company that you have termites, let 360 Pest Control test your home or office with their patented radar system. That's right, they use radar to locate live termites and other pests. You may not need to tent your home. Call 637-1109 or visit the web at 360pestcontrol.com. PestPro.com. That's 904-637-1109. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive a $25 off coupon.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday.
It is happy, and I want people to remember that. You got to remember that everything in life, there's a saying, and I don't know who said it, but the saying is, this too shall pass. We're all going to through this. We're going to be happy. Just about all of us are going to be healthy. Remember, there are very few deaths associated with this. What all of these measures are doing is trying to prevent the spread of it so that our most vulnerable people do not die. The government is working very hard to come up with a vaccine to prevent it, and also a cure for it. So that is in the works. I know all of you are worried about what is going on about your job. I'm sure that the government is working on that as well. So what I want to do right now is talk about, you know, what's happened this past week with respect to, did people stop looking for homes to buy? We know that, you know, a lot of houses were in the works to close on. But did houses come on the market, and did people write contracts to buy homes, or did they stop? So, Angela, tell us about that. What happened this past week?
Well, Howard, it's very interesting. This past week for homes and condominiums, 759 offers got accepted. Now, that's down about 9%. There were 869 new homes that came on the market. And that was about the same. Now, I sort of anticipated that because it is springtime and people know to put their house on the market in spring, hoping to sell by summer. So I'm not surprised that those numbers are still high at this point in the game. If this continues on and on and on, I think we'll see that number go down. 185 of those 869, well, they're already under contract. So, again, we're seeing at just over 20%. And then 73 of those went under contract on the very first day. And 487 of you actually closed on a home for yourself. And, of course, we say congratulations.
Very, very good. So yes. What I want to add – go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Now, what I want to add to that is it all price ranges, or is it just people in lower price ranges?
That is such a great question. You'll be surprised where half of those the ones that went under contract, because that's what you're talking about.
Yes,
like
I
how
am.
How many went under contract this week? Okay, so in the category of under 200, 28% of those went under contract. Actually, I'm saying it wrong. Of all the ones that went under contract, 28% of them were under $200,000. 53% of them were between $200,000 and $400,000. And 19% of them were $400,000 up.
So it's all price ranges. People are still buying.
Yeah, but interesting to me, more than half of them were between $200,000 and $400,000. So you would think... that those are buyers who are going to live in those houses. That's not so much investors or the first-time home buyers, which is what we see often as a big category of that.
I see. So a few people obviously are concerned about their job situation, and they are not going to be making offers.
Correct.
Because some people did lose their job or are in fear of it, because there are some stores that are closed. People worked in stores. They're in businesses that are shutting down, cutting back. There are also some businesses that are actually hiring people. This week it was announced that Amazon throughout the country is hiring 100,000 workers. Amazing. Yes. To handle all the increase for people that are buying goods that want them delivered to their home. Now, of course, those people are, probably $15 an hour people to $20 an hour, and those people are not necessarily buying houses. But still, there are some people that are going to be hired. But there are people that are afraid that they are going to lose their job, and those people will be dropping out of the purchasing market. So there will be a slight decline.
Yeah. But actually, if you don't mind me stating, the Amazon drivers, because they're looking for people in the distribution of it, they'll be making $17 an hour.
Oh,
they're
interesting.
They said during this time of crisis, they're going to give them $2 more than they normally do.
Interesting. Now, we still have interest rates to consider. Now, interest rates actually ticked up, and the reason that they ticked up, and this is so interesting, interest rates have been so low over the past few weeks. They ticked up because the lenders could not handle all of the requests for refinances, that they had to slow down the amount of requests. They just couldn't process them, so they had to raise the rates a little bit. It had nothing to do with the coronavirus. Nothing. The rates were so low over the past three weeks, that so many people refinanced. And they said, look, we got to stop this. We can't handle them all.
Well, I think we're just talking about supply and demand. So when you have a lot of demand, then the price can go up because they have something to sell and they can do it. So that's exactly what we saw this week. So the 30-year rate, it's still really quite low at 3.65%. You figure this time last year it was 4.28%. And the 15-year rate, it's at an unbelievable, 3.06%. This time last year it was 3.71. The VA and the FHA 30-year rate, it remains at 3.75%. And keep in mind that the rates are going to stay low throughout all of 2020. That's what's being expected, being forecasted, is that the rates will be low all year.
Well, that's really great. That is really great. Now, what people are wondering is, oh my gosh, I lost my job because of the coronavirus, and I have a mortgage already.
Yep.
What is going to happen with my mortgage? Well, we have some news about that. Now, remember, this news is current, but it could change at any moment. So let's tell you what's going on right now. Well, if you have a loan that you're already behind on, and this is with Freddie Mac, a Freddie Mac-backed loan, they are suspending all foreclosures, suspending evictions, plus offering forbearance plans. A forbearance plan is one where they're asking you to redo the mortgage and make changes to it, and then you'll have to pay it back at a later time, maybe with a different interest rate. They're offering, I should say, forbearance plans if due to a loss of job due to the pandemic.
Yeah.
So that's going to be the foreclosures and evictions are suspended at least until May. They haven't decided what's going to happen after that. And they're offering the forbearance plans for other folks. That's Freddie Mac. They haven't decided what's going to happen after that, as I mentioned. Now, also, mortgages held by Bank of America that are not Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. In other words, Bank of America holds the mortgage. They are offering the ability to defer payments without additional interest or penalty. They'll start by offering a one-month delay. Now, it could go on to 2 months. It could go on to 3 months. It can go on to 4 months or more. Each loan will be looked at individually by someone at Bank of America Mortgage. The payments will just be added on to the end of the loan. So you'll still owe it. It's just going to be deferred. It will have no negative effect on your personal credit. And again, it's going to be on a case-by-case basis and only loans held by Bank of America. You need to contact Bank of America for details. Now, I suspect, but don't know, that other banks will follow suit. But this is a great step by Bank of America to help those folks that have lost their job as a result of the pandemic.
Absolutely.
So I give an applause to Bank of America for being the first one to start this.
Yeah.
So if you lost your job,
I think you'll see other people follow suit with that.
Yeah.
Other companies. Yeah.
If you lost your job, I don't know that they have all the details out. They just announced this on Thursday morning. So I don't know that it's even gone out to all the branches yet. But call Bank of America and tell them what you heard. Tell them you lost your job. They may ask for certain paperwork, but this is a great thing. So it should not affect your credit. And again, it's going to be on a case-by-case basis. So great news. Other news that may be helpful for you is if you have any issues with the property appraiser's office. Most of our listeners, regular listeners, know that Jerry Holland has been on the show several times, the property appraiser. He indicated that his office, his staff, is working, unless they're sick, of course, is working. However, they are not accepting any walk-in business or walk-in appointments. So you can still call them or go to their website. Their website allows you to do so many things. And their website is DuvalPA.com. PA stands for property appraiser. So DuvalPA.com. In addition to that, there was a mobile hazardous waste collection event today that is canceled, so you only have to use the regular ones. We'll be back. Stay with us, everyone.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A Cyprus police spokesman says authorities have turned away a boat carrying around 100 migrants, citing government directives banning the entry of four nationals to prevent the spread of coronavirus. And the spokesman told the state-run Cyprus news agency that police patrol vessels approached the boat as it was nearing the country's southeastern coast late Friday and told the passengers they could not disembark. Air raid sirens echoed across Jordan's capital to mark the start of a three-day curfew. It's the latest mass lockdown in the Middle East aimed at containing the coronavirus, which has claimed another 123 lives in Iran, home to the region's worst outbreak. As leaders from Congress and the White House toiled in high-stakes negotiations on a $1 trillion-plus economic rescue package, President Trump responded to questions about his handling of the outbreak. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and a question often asked is, what do jewelers give as gifts to their loved ones? The answer is the same kind of things everybody else gives, but for me and my family, no gift is a better crown of achievement than a Rolex watch. I've told the story about the Rolex my grandfather gave me for graduating from college a zillion times, and still tell it, because it's a day I'll never forget. But I'll also never forget giving my wife the Rolex she always dreamed of owning, for a real important birthday. I also won't ever forget the handshake and look in the eye my son gave me when I handed him a Rolex when he graduated from college. I can say the same thing about the hug my daughter gave her mother and me for the Rolex she put on when she graduated from the University of Alabama. These are the kind of great memories I'll have the rest of my life, and they will too, every time they look at the Rolex on their wrist. Nothing will create these kind of memories for a lifetime better than a Rolex. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, May 2nd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, May 2nd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue. Please note, due to the COVID-19 outbreak, many of these events have been canceled or postponed. Please verify prior to your attending.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Hi, folks. This is Martin Parlato of Lighthouse Retirement, and I know this has you guys scared to death, but don't panic. Each afternoon at 4 p.m., I'm going to produce a short podcast to review the news of the day so that you can have an unbiased opinion of what's going on in the market without all the panic that's in the media. The podcasts are free, and you can get it by going to lighthouseretirement.com. Click the radio show tab and follow the podcast instructions. Let's all pray for our president in this critical time.
It's your morning show host, Ed Dean, along with Roger Henderson. Everybody have a good weekend. Good Lord willing, we'll be ready to go coronavirus-free, Roger, 6 to 9 a.m. coming up Monday morning. The latest, also a lot of testing that's also going on throughout the weekend.
And have fun socially distancing this weekend.
Social distancing. Let's see how well that goes through. We'll have a lot more discussions and a lot of news, a lot of updates ready to go starting 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. right here starting Monday. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Mostly sunny all week with highs into the upper 80s, partly cloudy nights and down to about 65. And there's also a slight chance of rain Sunday and Sunday night.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday. I want to tell you all how exciting it is to have the privilege to come to you live this weekend. I really do. It means a lot to be able to talk to you and give you important information that is up to date, that is helpful to all of us.
You know, every once in a while we do a landlord and tenant tip of the week, and I want to give one now. You know, we have a lot of tenants that listen to the show, And some of those tenants, of course, have lost their job as well and may lose it in the future. And they're worried about, oh, my gosh, what if I get evicted? Well, there is a moratorium on tenant evictions at least through the end of April. Now, you will still need to eventually pay that rent, but don't worry, you can't be evicted at least through that time. Now, your landlord can fill out the paperwork. They still have to follow the procedure and do the 3-day notice. They can still do the paperwork, but all of the paperwork will be held at the county offices, and the process will just sit there and will not go to a judge until at least the beginning of April. By that time, of course, there may be a whole pile of them, and it will take a long time to get through to you. And, of course, that date may be extended as well, but that's what it is right now. All right, let's talk about what the changes are going to be with respect to the coronavirus to buyers. If you are a buyer of a home and still have the capability to purchase, what will be the changes that you can expect? So I'm going to go over these fairly quickly. First of all, there are going to be fewer houses to see as some sellers have taken their homes off of the market. Okay, now, that's not so terrible, but there will be fewer. Now, there will be fewer open houses, especially the ones that are occupied. Now, if the home is vacant, that home may be available for an open house. But generally speaking, if it's occupied, that house will not be available for an open house. Now, when viewing the homes, when you go with your realtor to see that home, we're going to ask you and your children to stay in the same room as you go through the home. And do not open any cabinet doors. Do not open any doors to the rooms. Don't open any appliance doors, especially, and do not touch anything in the home. Now, in many cases, your realtor will bring gloves and will open anything that needs to be seen. Now, he may give you the gloves so that you can open the doors, but we're asking that you respect the homeowner's property and to reduce the chance of anything being spread. So that's going to be a change in how you look at the home while you are there. Now, if you or anyone in your home has any resemblance of a cold or flu, please do not risk transferring any germs to your realtor or to any home that you are planning on visiting. Now, in many cases, your realtor will ask you to drive your own car to the house to be seen. So probably no more going with your realtor in their car. We do not foresee any changes in the prices of homes at this time, but cannot predict the future in the long term. So if this goes on for months, could prices go down? They could. But right now, we do not see any reduction in price of housing at all. Now, there are still many additional homes being listed every day and homes going under contract. As we reported earlier, that is still going on. And think about it this way. Interest rates are still exceptionally low, so it is still a great time to buy. Now, if a house goes under contract, you will still be able to have the house inspected. Home inspection companies have their own safety protocol for virus inspections, and Angela and I will still be available to help you. Now, Angela still has a couple of broken bones, so I will be able to take you around to show you homes that are available for sale. Now,
we have other people on our team, too.
We do.
That are agents that can help.
We do. So let's talk about now changes and issues pertaining to sellers. As we mentioned with buyers, there are fewer houses on the market as some sellers have taken their home off the market. Now, the result is just like in winter months. Now, in winter months, there are fewer buyers and fewer sellers. But interestingly enough, about the same percentage of available homes sell each month. So your house, therefore, has about the same chance of selling as before, as during the winter months. except that the reason for the fewer buyers is that a few more of them are out of work. So don't worry, your home still has a chance of selling. It just may take a little bit longer. Now, there are going to be fewer open houses of your home, particularly if it's an occupied home. Now, when your home is shown, we're going to ask that all prospective buyers stay in the same room. As I mentioned before, we're going to ask them not to touch any of the doors. And in many cases, your realtor will bring gloves and will open anything that needs to be seen. If your realtor is not Angela nor Howard, ask them to bring gloves and do it the same way that we're suggesting. And again,
or wait a minute, even as a seller, you could have gloves available, have hand sanitizer available there in the home.
That's true.
That would be fine too.
And again, we do not foresee any short-term changes in price, but it can't predict the future. Now, there are still many additional homes being listed every day and homes going under contract every day, like we mentioned, for buyers. It may take slightly longer for your home to sell, but it's easier for you because there are going to be less showings like there would be in November or December. Now, again, interest rates exceptionally low, so it's a great time to sell for those particular buyers that are in the market to buy. Now, if your home gets under contract, you will still have the home inspected. And as mentioned with buyers, home inspection companies will have their own protocol, and we're going to ask that only one buyer attend the inspection. Now, sometimes both the husband and wife, sometimes the kids come to the inspection. We're going to ask that be reduced to only one person. And if you request, we might ask that the buyer not come because they have the ability to get the report from the inspector with photos anyway. And again, Angela and I are here to help. Now, there are also changes, and I've gone through those fast. By the way, if you guys have individual questions, because I am going over these fast, you can call with your questions. Call over the phone. What's the phone number, Angela?
The number for the studio is 222-8255, and that's area code 904, 222-8255.
All right. Now, there are also changes that will be occurring to closings. So, Angela, why don't you talk about the closings?
Okay. So, here's what you can expect. You can expect that your realtor might not be in attendance, although I think they should. But that's, as we get into virus time, everybody has their own boundaries and limitations. Part of the title companies, they are requesting to limit the number of people in attendance for closing, and so that could be one reason that a realtor wouldn't be there. Also, just like in the house showings where you were saying leave your kids at home or, don't let them touch anything, we wouldn't have you bring children to the closings just to limit the exposure of the number of people due to the virus. It's also likely that the buyer will be signing at a different time than the seller. A lot of times lately anyway, we've been having where the seller signs first and the buyer signs at a different time. But again, the purpose of this would be to keep people separated due to the virus. It also may occur that closings are delayed a few days due to reduced staff, either at the mortgage company or at the title company. And there's a new addendum to the purchase and sales agreement that addresses all of this.
We're gonna stop there and come back and talk more about what changes there are going to be at the closing. Yeah. Because there are some other changes, and so we'll talk about them when we come back after the break. We're also going to talk about an interesting question that we got from a seller. And the question is, should I sell my house or should I rent my house? What are the changes that you should consider if you have a rental house that you were thinking about selling? Should I rent it again or should I sell it? It's an interesting question. and there's a unique answer. So stay with us, because some of you may have that situation. Stay with us, everyone. We will be right back.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Are you active or retired military or a veteran looking to buy or refinance your home? I can make the process easy for you. My name is Christine Kennedy, and I'm here to answer all your questions. Give me a call at 904-514-6969. I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to you and your family for your service to our great country.
Success Mortgage Partners, NMLS number 130562.
Do you know that over half of local home inspectors have less than 2 years experience, and most have never built or even remodeled a home? Not so with Property 360. Founded by a home builder with over 30 years of experience, you don't have to hire the most qualified home inspector, but it sure helps. Everything you need in home and commercial building inspection in one phone call. Call 855-932-3784 or visit TheBuildingInspector.net. That's 855-932-3784. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive $25 off your inspection order.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy Saturday. So what we were talking about before the break, Howard, was changes to the closing process, how it's being affected by the virus. So we have to assume that we need to limit the number of people that are in a room, right? We know that. And so one way you can do that is separating the buyer and the seller into different rooms or at different times. The other thing is to not have the realtor show up at all, to not have the buyers bring extra family members with them. All of those things that are good to not help spread this virus. Also, we have to remind everyone to have patience when they're thinking about their closing, that the title company could be behind. They may be operating on a smaller staff. Same thing with the mortgage companies. One of the closings that we have that's coming up this week, when we spoke to the lady on Friday, she said, "Well, that's if we're even open." So, you know, I think there's a lot of uncertainty in the marketplace right now. And, you know, as a worker in a company, you don't know whether your job's going to be there tomorrow or not. So the same holds true in this part of our business. Also, it could occur that you could have an electronic signing. So we can do electronic closings now in real estate. There is a notary process that can be done online that was effective January 1 of 2020. So that may be something that we see more so. And, you know, you need a notary needs to see who you are and check it against your license and all that. They could do all that via Skype or FaceTime. You know, you could upload information into a portal that's nice and safe and secure, and then you could do an electronic signing. How's that? Did that cover about everything, Howard?
Yeah, you mentioned a new addendum to the purchase and sale contract. What that does is if there's a delay as a result of the coronavirus, and it explains all of that in the addendum, then the contract gets automatically extended for a certain period of time without any harm to either party.
Well, and doesn't it also allow for it to be canceled in case someone doesn't have their job anymore due to the virus?
Yes. And everybody can get, the buyer can get their binder back. Yes.
Okay. So this is just unusual times, you know, where we're having to create new documents and new ways of doing business.
Yeah, make sure that your realtor keeps you advised of all of these things. If you have any questions during the process, be sure to ask them. If they don't know the answer, it may be because there is no answer yet, because things are in flux. Angela and I try to be kept advised of all of these things. We work with a great mortgage company and a great title company that really does have their hand on the pulse of what's going on. And we are going to keep you advised just as much as we possibly can. The other thing that we want to talk about is a question that came up from a customer this week. And, you know, you've heard us do a segment on We Can Help, and this falls right into that. So I met with a homeowner on Wednesday, and he's got a really nice rental property that he's had in his family for years, and it's been updated over the years, and he has had it rented for several years, but he listed it for sale, and it was on the market for a few months without success. And Angela and I see this scenario very, very often, and we can usually pinpoint the reasons that it hasn't sold. Very often, it is not price, and that was the case here. It wasn't price at all. Now, sometimes, and we're not going to go into details on this one, it's usually something about marketing or the pictures, or it, the house may need a few tweaks. Sometimes it's very easy fixes. You know, the pictures may be blurry. There may not be enough of them, and it doesn't show very well. Very, very easy fixes. And sometimes we even raise the price. But it was a nice house. But now we have this additional thing. We have the virus. And he said he wanted our opinion as to whether to rent it for another year or to sell it now. Now, it's move-in ready. It would take about 2 weeks to make the changes that the house needs, maybe even a week, to put it on the market, whether to rent it or to sell it. And that probably would take no more than 60 days to have it under contract, well on its way to closing, or to find a favorable tenant. Now, remember, there are less viable tenants because many people are out of work. So the things to consider is it's move-in ready. It's already at a favorable price, so it's able to be sold. They still have to find a buyer or a tenant. Now, what if it doesn't sell versus what if it doesn't rent? But here's the thing. If the buyer who buys it doesn't pay his mortgage, does this affect the seller? Not at all, because he's sold it. But what if the tenant doesn't pay? Well, you could evict him. But wait, you can't, because there is an automatic hold on the virus because of the hole that I mentioned earlier. That's the problem with now renting property. You have to consider whether the person you rent to is in a job that could be lost, and he or she or they, whatever, won't be able to pay their mortgage, their rent, and will you be able to evict them?
So that's really something important to think about, Howard, because people think, oh, I'll just hold on to it till the market's better. But you could actually lose money in the process.
Well, and we don't know whether the market's going to go down. Now, I don't think it's going to unless this lasts for a long, long period of time and the value of the home's going to go down. You know,
yeah,
we can't
because
tell.
Some people will need to sell regardless, and they might take, you know, a great loss, which could get the market going downward.
Right. We can't tell this particular person which way to go because it's his house, it's his decision. It's just like we don't tell people what to list their house at. We can give them advice based on all the facts that we come up with, what the comps
right.
are. We can suggest a range. We can suggest things. But ultimately, it's up to the seller. If it were me, I want the ability not to have someone in my house that I can't evict. I want to have that ability. If it were me, I'd put it on the market to sell it because they wanted to sell it in the first place anyway. That's why they had it on the market. It just didn't
right.
sell. The difficulty right now is for anyone that owns a rental property is, will I be able to qualify someone new to move into the property and consider their type of employment as to whether or not they might lose their job? And can I ask for a higher down payment? Can I ask for 3 months in advance instead of 1 month plus security deposit? I don't know the answer to that. Can I worry about whether they're a worker that, you know, can I eliminate someone who works in the food service industry knowing that all restaurants may be closed? What if they're in the hotel industry? Because you can't discriminate someone because of their
exactly.
occupation.
Exactly.
So to me, what
These
I
difficult
would...
difficult time. Yeah.
Yes, you can't discriminate someone because of their occupation. So it's very, very difficult if you are a landlord on what you can do in the future. You just know that at least for the next couple of months, you can't evict people. Well, what if that eviction process extends for the next 6 months or a year? It's going to be very difficult. In this particular situation, I would recommend that they sell their house, but it's up to them. Oh, man, it's been great, folks. We still have houses to sell. There are many of them out there. We still have that beautiful $975,000 home available in Mandarin that is on the water with a boat lift, 4,300 square feet, that we'd love to show you. We're not going to have any open houses there this weekend. We will next weekend. Angela and I really want to answer your questions. You can call me after the show at 687-8161. The Van Wees are going to be here live to tell you what's going on and their opinions. God bless everyone.